Okay, today is Misach Deniv Daf Mem Beis. I want to share with you something that I find fascinating idea. It's a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is a few words, and many commentators have falpel with the Kesef Mishnah, and there are two main sources. One in Misach Shabbos, and the other source for this Kesef Mishnah is today's Daf Nida. So let me read you the words of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah is in Tahara, in the laws of Avos HaTumos, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin. Let me just read you part of the Halacha, and I'll read you the few words of the Kesef Mishnah. He talks about a person's Toivel V'Sheretz B'Yodai. Everyone knows that. For example, a person, he goes to Mikvah, and while he's in Mikvah, he's holding on to a Sheretz. He's holding on to a sheretz. Sheretz is an av hatum, it's the source of tumah, and he's trying to purify himself while he is touching tumah. So let me just read you a few words. Hanogea ba'av me'avos hatumah hamushlach b'soch hamikvah. A person enters the mikvah, and in the mikvah he touches a dead sheretz. Someone throws in a dead touches. Could go in the veil of sheretz a mishkav shahaya b'mikvah, or there was a mishkav, which means a bed which a needle or an azov sat upon. Vinoga bo harezetame. So he has accomplished nothing. He can't go to a mikvah and touch a sheretz. Shenema ach mayin ubar mikveh mayim yihi yatar v'negev b'nevlasa yitma. I feel he makes a drasha. We're not going to details. Even if you touch the nevela, even when you're in the mikvah, I feel k'shachim b'sach hamikvah mitamin to make a drasha. Uchashayale min hamikvah. The Rambam adds in a couple of words. The Rambam is extremely precise in his words, as we all know. And the Rambam concludes, "Uchishayale min hamikvah ze hanogea." When this person who's touching the sheretz when he's in the mikvah, when he lets go and he ascends, yale. Rambam doesn't say let go. Person's in the mikvah, he's holding on to the sheretz. So you would think, let's say he's completely immersed in the mikvah, completely immersed in the mikvah, and he lets go. You would think right away he's torn. No, the Rambam doesn't say that. He has to let go, chshiyale, and come up from the mikvah. Uchshiyale min hamikvah ze hanogea yitah. Okay, let me jump to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says v'nira mitoch divoreha. It's referring to the Tosefta. Shehatam ibnei she'ein hatamei nitar elo be'aliyosai mehamikvah. Person only achieves tahara when he ascends. Not when you're in the mikvah itself. In other words, when does a person be, what is the precise moment of tahara? I think the average person thinks that when you go to a mikvah and you are immersed, you submerge yourself in the mikvah, when you are completely in the mikvah, at that moment in time you are now tahar. It's just a practical consideration that you have to come out of the mikvah. How long can you hold your breath? Right? You all go into the mikvah. How long can you hold your breath in the mikvah? You can go down there, you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, for 30 seconds, for a minute. You're a magician, you can hold your breath for the mikvah for a few minutes. You're in the mikvah. Fine, you're in the mikvah. But while you're in the mikvah, after you're completely immersed in the mikvah, you're completely submerged and there's no chatzitza, so you are now have achieved your goal. And then, eventually, you come up. When you come up, you go back to life. It's not the pshat. When you are in the mikvah, you're tamei as you were before. Person ava tuma, tamei, doesn't make a difference. When you come out of the mikvah, chshiyala min hamikvah, that's the moment when you achieve tahar. Now, it's interesting. People go to mikvah. There are people who go to mikvah. They view it as a holy experience. And there are people that while they're in the mikvah, they have kavana. They are misfala. They're misfala in their minds. When they're submerged in the mikvah, Hashem should help them. They should be Yerei Shemayim, and they should succeed in all of their spiritual pursuits. Because when you're in the mikvah, you're in the state of tahara. That's why you go to mikvah. You want to purify yourself. And while they're in the mikvah, now you can't speak when you're in the mikvah because it's not, I'm sakana, but at least people, there are people that are maharher, there are thoughts to be metar themselves in the spal in their mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to what the Kesef Mishnah is saying, the machshava that the person has when they're in the mikvah is not really accomplishing anything different if they're having kavana when they're stam, when they're davening, because the same way a person is tamei when he's not in the mikvah, he's tamei when he is in the mikvah. The moment of tahara comes when you come up. It's a very interesting insight. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not a great thing to be mahara, because to be mahara in the mikvah, you're being mespalul before you come into that state of tahara. But it's a different type of hearer, a different type of thought of tefillah than when knowing that you're tahara at this moment in time, or knowing that I'm still tummy, but the tahara will come when I ascend. Now, what do we want with all this? What's the whole reason why we're discussing this? Let's go to Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Gemara Masechta Shabbos is a fascinating Gemara. Then we'll come back to how this applies to Masechta Nida. Gemara Masechta Shabbos discusses the moment of Bein Hashemashos. We know that there's Yom and Laila, there's day and there's night, and in between day and night there's a moment of twilight, which was a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, we do not know. Halacha L'maaseh b'zman hazeh, Milut Ashkenazim. It's a very long period of time. It's very complicated. Halacha L'maaseh, a baby is born after sunset, and in between, let's say, there are the first 50 minutes from the moment of sunset until 50 minutes after sunset. Does that mean he was born yesterday, or was he born the next day? What do you do? When do you have the bris milah? So there are Rav Moshe, and let's say a person is born up to 8 minutes, 9 minutes after sunset, 2 minutes after sunset. Let's say he's born already 40 minutes after sunset. It's very complicated. There are many different opinions. Rav Moshe has different opinions. Among the Hasidic world, there are different opinions of Aaron Kotler. The very chmachlekes of Aaron Kotler, of Moshe Feinstein, Nafkamin, the child is born Friday, Ben Hashmashos, is the bris on Shabbos, is the bris before the Friday, Mitzvah Shabbos. It's very, very complicated. There are many, many different opinions. You have to accept one, take one approach. You go like Rav Moshe, you follow Aaron Kotler, you follow a Hasidic Mahalik, Ben Hashmashos. The Gemara talks about Bein Hashmashos. Let me read you along the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Nechemia holds that Bein Hashmashos is a few moments. We pretty much hold that Bein Hashmashos is a long period of time today. We hold it can be a half an hour, it can be 50 minutes, it can be 45 minutes, it can be 72 minutes. Bein Hashmashos, practically speaking, right now it's shown it's different. Practically speaking, for us in modern times, according to the consensus of almost all the poskim, whether you want to go like this or that, it's a very significant period of time. It's going to be at least 20 minutes where you don't know where you're holding. At least 20 minutes. Some will tell you it will be 50 minutes, it'll be 72 minutes. And during that significant period of time, you're really stuck in the middle and you have to be machmir, like both sides of the coin. But Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Menachemi says, Bein Hashmashos is 20 seconds, 10 seconds, 1, 2, 3. But it takes time. It's 5 seconds, 10 seconds. So the Gemara gives an example. If you want to know exactly how long it takes, Bein Hashmashos, what you should do is Yaniya Chama Barosha Carmel. Carmel is the name of a mountain, Har HaCarmel. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a place called Har HaCarmel. I'm not exactly sure where it is. Those who know geography will tell. You know where it is? So you go and you have to know where to stand. You have to stand in Yaniya Chama, you have to stand somewhere and look at Har HaCarmel, and you'll see the sun is right above the mountain, because the sun can be different depending where you are. You'll see the sun in different locations, but you have to stand in this location, and this is what you should do. The Yerei, you should descend into a mikvah, the Yitbol Bayam, and be toivel in the Yam. I guess this is the Mediterranean, I'm not exactly sure, but it appears. The Yale, come up, and that's it. Now you know the Zehu Shi'uro Shel Rebbe Nechemia. The amount of time it takes for you to descend and to come up is the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Nechemia. Now, what does this mean exactly? So let's see Rashi, very quick, very short Rashi. Then we'll come to the very short Tosfos, which says, and we'll show you what it says in the side of the Gemara, which opens up this entire issue. Rashi says that a person who wants to know the Bein Hashmashos is, let me just find the Rashi. Carmel, Har Shal Sfas Hayam, it's a mountain which is along the edge of the sea. The Chama Samach Lishkiyasa Nireis Al Rashi Haharb, and the sun right before it sets can be seen by the tips of the mountain. So Rashi seems to say the amount of time it takes to descend and immerse and ascend, Hove Laila, then it's night. So when the sun is shining, that is called Yom. When the sun is no longer there, so by the time you get up, it's already Laila. Again, the sun is there, you can see the sun. If the sun is in the sky, it's day. I go down, I immerse, I come up. And when I come up, the sun is gone. It's Laila, it's Vaday Laila. So that means that what was Bein Hashmashos? It was the time when I still saw the sun, I went down, immersed, and came up. How long did that take? 20 seconds? 10 seconds? I don't know exactly, yeah?
I'm not sure what the relevance of Har Carmel is.
Yeah.
If it's the time for you to dip and come up, then that's the time interval, not...
Right, exactly.
The relevance of where that
No, so it, there must be something more to it. I don't know.
It must be to put in our minds the picture of what it was like to be
yeah.
in Eretz Yisrael. The sun drops
like a ball of flame.
Yeah.
It's not like in New York you watch sunset.
Right.
It drops.
Much quicker.
Just drops. Like a ball.
There's something...
That's
on Har Carmel?
Yeah, on Har Carmel. I remember being...
There's something... I don't know.
Just drops.
There's some mitzvahs.
It's like other time intervals are measured by a certain action.
Right. Now, there's a problem here. Now, Tais is now going to point out a problem. And this problem is going to open up this idea of the Kesef Mishnah. The problem is... You want to describe the amount of time of Bein Hashmash. Okay, very good. So the amount of time is during the time when the person, you start off, it was Vadayoyim. When you're finished, it's Vaday Laila. And the amount of time of Bein Hashmashos is the amount of time it took you to descend, enter the mikvah, and come up. Now, by the way, Tois is about to say, this person who went to mikvah, is he Tohar? By the way, just a curious point, right? We're trying to use this as a way to measure Zman. The way we're going to measure Zman, there's something called Bein Hashmashos, not like our Bein Hashmash, which is at least 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes. It's just 10 seconds. And the way we're going to figure out that time is, sun is here, go down, come up, sun is now it's Vadi Laila. That time was Bein Hashmashos. By the way, did this person, is he Tahar? There is a halacha that Rubidrub, when a person goes to mikvah, that's not over. You go to mikvah, and then you have to wait until the sun sets. The person is an avatam. If you want to eat truma, first finish himself the brachos. You want to eat truma, you tummy, you go to mikvah. I guess you go to the mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning. Can I eat truma? No. You have to wait until it's nighttime. You have to wait until the evening. You have to wait until the sun sets, and you have to wait until Bein Hashmashos is over. And when it's Vaday Laila, now you are tahar. Going to mikvah is a process. You go to mikvah, and then you wait. You wait until the sun sets. Now, women going to nida, that's another story. Let's not get confused with laws of nida, that's a different story. But generally speaking, when a person goes to mikvah, he also has to wait. So we assume now that the person over here that we're dealing with over here, and this individual, he needs to be tahar. He also needs there to be Harav Shemesh. But the problem is, he went to mikvah during Bein Hashmashos. By the time he got out of mikvah, it was Vaday Laila. Maybe he has to wait another 24 hours. The person has to finish the mikvah before the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. So Tosfos is very bothered with this Rashi. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, it appears that Rashi is telling us that the entire time of Bein Hashmashos, the time you start off, the sun is above the horizon. When you finish, it's Vaday Laila. And everything you've done in the middle is Bein Hashmashos. Very nice, but this person will now have to wait 24 hours until he has accomplished nothing. It's very funny for the Gemara to give us an example of Bein Hashmashos using a case of going to mikvah where the person has accomplished nothing, has to wait an additional 24 hours. It doesn't fit. Let me read the words. V'yer v'yil perish v'kundrus v'sech kadeh sher v'yale havi laila v'kosha. What kind of crazy simon is this? D'loy havi le l'minkat simon d'tzvila ilav d'osol yashmina d'tzvila ma'al yehi. It's a good tzvila. But according to Rashi himself, this is not a good tefillah. Of Yerushalmi Mashma Perik Aleph, the Brachos, the Mishiyale Maskil Ben Ashmashos, that when you ascend Maskil, you have to finish. You have to come out of mikvah. You have to come out of mikvah before Ben Hashmashos. Have a hash to kamash melon shapir. Therefore, it's telling us well the toval va'ola, the toval va'ola loy ha'erev shemesh. And so, of course, the brachos imagine the mishiyale maskil bein hashem. And therefore, Tois is coming to disagree. The hash to kamash melon shapir, the toval va'ola loy ha'erev shemesh. Who are then lefi zehavu leminkan reitz leida ben hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda ella shema savar krav Yosef the ben hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda in a masel mishatishka chame ella mishos chame. So this is Tosis kasha. So Tosis kasha is, so Tosis basically appears to be saying what Tosis is saying is that not like Rashi. That the Bein Hashmoshos does not begin until after he comes out of mikvah. In other words, the person is sitting in Har Carmel and he sees the sun. He descends into the mikvah at the same time the sun begins its descent. He's in the mikvah. It takes him time. It takes him 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. I have no idea what the average time it takes, what the calculations are. He comes up. When he comes up, the sun has already made significant progress in its descent. But it's not yet Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos will now first begin after he ascends. And that is the Zman of Bein Hashmashos. Toys is coming to disagree with Rashi. Rashi seems to learn that the entire period of time of going down into the mikvah, immersing in the mikvah, and coming up of the mikvah, that is Bein Hashmashos, which obviously is a significant, which is a period of time. Going down, immersing, coming up. Three sets, that's Bein Hashmashos. Tosfos disagrees. Because if this is what Bein Hashmashos is, that this individual has accomplished nothing, he's still tummy. He has to wait another 24 hours. So what then is Pshat in the Gemara? Bein Hashmashos is shorter. Bein Hashmashos does not begin until he ascends, until the sun completely sets. It's only a fraction of what Rashi says.
Could it be that Rashi's calculation is still some time left?
No, that's how Rashi appears. That's exactly what Tosfos is coming to challenge Rashi. From the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rashi explains that the entire time, the entire Zman of Bein Hashmashos, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, is the time when you descend, when you're in the mikvah, and when you come up. Question of if that's the entire Zman of Bein Hashmashos, then this individual has not accomplished anything. And it's funny, the Gemara will give us an example where a person going to mikvah and he has failed to accomplish his goal.
But therefore, he's still Bein Hashmashos, so what's
therefore
he's not going into nighttime yet. According to Rashi, he was going into
The moment he comes out of the mikvah, it is immediately night.
Immediately after he comes out?
Yes, the moment he comes up, Bein Hashmashos is now over.
So it coincides.
Coincides. Is the person Tahar? No. Because a person must have already come out of the mikvah before Bein Hashmashos begins. A person needs Harav Shemesh, which means he must already be out of the mikvah before Bein Hashmashos begins. This person has come up before Bein Hashmashos begins. A person must have already been finished with the mikvah process before Bein Hashmashos begins.
Where we learn that from?
Yerushalmi. It says this in the Yerushalmi Beferish. A person goes to mikvah. He needs, normally you can go to the mikvah in the morning, you go to mikvah at night. You have to wait until the following evening. So when do you must, in order to get credit, in order to be tar the following evening, you have to have already finished the mikvah before before the day is over. When is the day? You can go to the mikvah in the morning, 9 o'clock. When you go to the mikvah in the night, you can go to the mikvah in the afternoon, late afternoon. Whenever you go to the mikvah, just make sure you get out of the mikvah before the day is over. When is the day being called over? When the Bein HaShmashos begins. Because Bein HaShmashos might already be Lila. It's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. So now we have a problem. So according to Rashi, what's called Bein HaShmashos when you start off with Zvad HaYoim? I see the sun in front of me on top of Har Carmel. I now go in. Now Bein HaShmashos will now begin. I'm going down into the mikvah with the beginning of the period of Bein HaShmashos. I'm in the mikvah. I come out of the mikvah. I look up. The sun is gone. The entire time that I was doing the mikvah, I was going down, immersing and coming up, was the Bein HaShmashos period. Wonderful. We now no longer take. It took you 20 seconds. Wonderful. We now know how long it took. Now this in the particular individual, is he tar? No, because he started too late. He started too late, so he has to wait 24 hours till he become tar. Rabbi says, that's funny. You want to deal with going to mikvah to accomplish a goal, and over here the goal was too late. Taisa says, just Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is, you start off when you see the sun on top of Har Carmel, you now go into mikvah. You go into mikvah, and you immerse. You go down, you immerse. You come up. And now you still, now Bein HaShmashos first begins. And how long do you got left? You got a couple of seconds. You got a couple of seconds from when you come up until the sun is completely gone. Gone. What?
When the guy goes down falsely, in other words, he has to wait another day, he has to go tarvel again?
No, you don't. So here Rashi is now, that's what Tosfos says. On the side of the Gemara, okay, on the Gilyon, this is fascinating. Girsas Rashal, everything goes up. The Kasha L'Rashba. I don't understand Tosfos. If you want to talk about the person surviving, getting it over with, the Lefiza Lo Hayolola Haskir Aliyah. There's no need to say that he came out of the mikvah. If you want to say that the person accomplished the tefillah does not need to wait, doesn't have to say in the Gemara the word v'yale. The Rashba learns, in other words, the Rashba is learning that when do you accomplish the tahara of the mikvah? When you're immersed. Now when you come up. So therefore, according to Tosfos Mahalech, that there still must be time left in the day of Bein HaShmashos in order so that you can finish the process of mikvah before the day is over. All you got to do is go down and immerse. Instantly you're tahar while you're immersed in the mikvah. While you're still in the mikvah, you're tahar. Now the Bein HaShmashos can begin. Because you're tar, and now Bein HaShmashos will first begin, and then it will become Vadai Laila. So the Rashba says, why did Tosfos have to say, in his interpretation, where it comes to with Rashi, Viyale, if the whole purpose is you must be tar before Bein HaShmashos begin, you don't need Viyale to bring Tahara. Bein Toivel itself is the source of Tahara. So what do we see here? But Tosfos disagreed with the Rashba, obviously, and Tosfos said the word viyale. So what do we see? A machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba. This is the issue of the Kesef Mishnah. When a person goes into mikvah, at what point in time does he attain tahara? When he is immersed in the mikvah, he's instantly tahar, or does the tahara first kick in when he comes out of the mikvah? Over here, we're trying to define when does Bein HaShmashos begin? A person, in order for a person to become tahar, he must finish the tahara process before the beginning of Bein HaShmashos. Tosfos says, what's the beginning? You have to be Yale, come out of the mikvah, before the beginning of Bein HaShmashos. The Rashba says, no you don't, you have to be Yitbol before the beginning of the Bein HaShmashos. You can be in the mikvah. Coming out of the mikvah will take 2 seconds. It'll be an aftamina. How long is Bein HaShmashos? 2 second aftamina. It takes 2 seconds to come out of the mikvah, or at least to move your head out of the mikvah. So According to Taisis, Bein Hashmashos is shorter. It doesn't begin until you get your head out of the mikvah. Then Bein Hashmashos will first begin. According to the Rashba, no. Even when you're in the mikvah itself, the Bein Hashmashos will begin because you already achieved Tahara when you're completely immersed in the mikvah. So you see here, Machloikis, the Rashba and Taisis, if the moment of Tahara is when you're in the mikvah or when you come out of the mikvah.
Rambam said it's
Kesef Mishnah. No. Rambam was not 100% clear.
Yal,
so he's medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mamish explicitly say. You can play around with the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah explicitly says when you come out of the mikvah. Now, how does it apply to the Masechta Nidah? So here is a fascinating Al-Gemara. Al-Gemara talks about, and this is the halacha of today's daf. This is the study of today's daf. Where it's a nafkamina. I mean, a lot of these kids, it's very hard to really find a real, a practical nafkamina. Let me give you a nafkamina. A difference in the mikvah. Not in the mikvah. I told you something about a kavana. The kavana, you're tired. When you're in the mikvah, you have a kavana of tire. Your kavana is not kavana when I want to come out of the mikvah. The Gemara here in Masechta Nidah Mem Beis, today's daf presents an incredible nafkamina. And the Medayik could play around with this Gemara. Let's discuss the laws of a Yoledes. A woman gives birth. Okay? She's giving birth. So what is the law? Let's say it's a zachar. She's tamei for 7 days. Talking about the din Torah. Not talking about bizman hazeh, all the practical considerations and all the chumas bizman hazeh. But in the time of the Torah, a woman gives birth. She's tamei for 7 for zachar, tamei tumas leida. She's tamei for 7 days. After the 7 days are over, she's automatically tahara for how many days? For 33 days. Regardless of any re'iyah of da, even if she has an emission of blood, doesn't make a difference. It's yimei tar. 7 days of tuma, 33 days of tahar. Now the halach, and then after day 40, okay, we start all over. She resumes her regular status of a woman with all of the rules of nida and ziva and so on and so forth. The 7 days, the 11 days, the 18 day process, so on and so forth. Now there's a halach. This is a fascinating halacha that a woman, she thinks, on day 8, I'm now mutter to my husband. For 7 days, she gave birth. She's tamei tumas leida. Now, starting on day 8, starts the 33 days of tahara, mutter labala. No. Not so fast. It's true. Torah says mutter labala, but the halacha is she first has to go to mikvah. She has to go to mikvah to be mavdil between the yimei tumas leida and the 33 days of Tahara. So if let's say it's day 10. Day 10, I'm already 3 days into my Yimei Tahara. I'm a free bird. No, you go to Mikviyat. You have to be Toivel from the Tumas Leda. If you're not Toivel from the Tumas Leda, you don't have any rights, any privileges of Yimei Tahara. You gotta wait. Now, let's say Luyitsuya, it's day 8. It's day 8. So now, she's also labala until she goes to mikvah. She goes to mikvah. While she is in the mikvah, she's completely submerged. Completely submerged in the mikvah. Before she comes out, she has a hergish of dam. She has a hergish of dam. Dam has been released from her makar, whatever, into the what's called the beis hachitzon, into the outer area of her body. There's dam. Now that dam, so what's the status of that blood? Let's say she would have come out of mikvah, lu yitzuya, she would have gone home, and in the afternoon she would have a ri of dam. She would have an emission of dam. Is she mutter labala? 100%. Dam tahara. But there's blood in her body. There's blood, so what? 33 days of tahara, she's free. If she has blood, but let's say she had it, let me leave you another case, just to clarify. Let's say she had a re'iyah. Let's say it's during day 7 or day 7, and day 7 she has a re'iyah. Blood comes out from the inner part of her body into the outer part of her, called the beis hachitzon, and then she goes to mikvah. She tafa goes to mikvah, but the blood is still there. The blood is still in the beis hachitzon, and then she comes out of mikvah. Is she mutter labala? Well, I want to talk about mutter labala. Is she? Let's just talk about for taharis. Let's talk about for truma. Is she tahara tameh? For Truma, Kadashim, Tomei, 100% Tomei. Why is she tamei? Because being that the blood came out of her body during the 7 days of Nida, 7 days of Leda, and she did not yet go to mikvah, even if it's day 8, day 9, day 10, there's still blood in her body, all of that blood is tameya. And being that that blood is tameya and it's in her body, even if she'll go to mikvah, if that blood is still there in the Beis Achitza, and she's touching, she is in contact with blood that has come into this world during a time of tumah. So she's tameya. She's like, she's touching the source of tumah. She's now during the 7 days of Leda, she has an emission of blood, and it goes from the Makar to the Beis Achitza. The blood is in her body. And then she goes into the mikvah, and she comes out of the mikvah. It doesn't matter. She's tameya. She's, because in her body is blood, which has come out of her body during the 7 days of Leda, and it's collected in the Beis Achitza, and it's making contact with her body. Just because she went to the mikvah, it's like she went to a mikvah holding on to a sheretz. She went to a mikvah holding on to a sheretz. She came out of the mikvah holding on to a sheretz. The mikvah accomplished for nothing, because the blood in her body is blood that's blood of tumah. If she would hold on to a sheretz and go to a mikvah and come out of the sheretz and hold on to the sheretz, she's tameya. She has in her body blood that is tameya. It came out during the 7 days. She went to mikvah. She came out of mikvah. The blood is still there. She's touching that blood. She's tameya. Nothing to talk about. The mikvah accomplished for nothing. If the blood would first come out of her body after she went to mikvah on day 8 and onward, then she's sorry. That blood is not a source of tumah, because now she is during the 33 days of tahara. So here's the dilemma. She's in the mikvah. Right now she goes into the mikvah, she's clean. There's no blood in her body whatsoever. She's in the mikvah. She is submerged in the mikvah. 100. And while she is completely submerged in the mikvah, the blood comes out of her body and it's the Beis Achitzain. Is that blood dam tineya, or is it dam the 33 days of Tahara? Machloik is the Rashba and the Taismes. According to the Rashba, when's the moment of Tahara? When you're in the mikvah. She made it into the mikvah before the blood came out. Tahara! According to the Rashba, when's the moment of Tahara? When she comes out of the mikvah. So she didn't. So the blood already came into her Beis Achitza before she came out of the mikvah. So she's still holding on to the sheretz when she comes out of the mikvah. Tameya. So the Gemara now, the one thing arrived from the Gemara, because the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Read the two lines of the Gemara. The Gemara here says, this is Misach the Shabbos, here is Misach the Nida. Here is the case, Yoledes Sheyarda Litbol, Tumas Lumitumah Latahara. She went to be taught from Tumah, from Dimei Tumah, Tumas Yilmeid Latahara in 30 days. Vinekar Menadam Biyarida, Nagladam, and blood came out. Biyarida, if the blood came out, Biyarida, what does Yerida mean? Yerida, Tameya, Bialia Tahira. So according to the Machlokes, how are you going to read the Gemara? Now, meaning between the Rashba, how do you, according to Tais and the Kesef Mishnah, you're going to Taich. Biyurida means if the blood came out, Biyurida, when she was submerged in the mikvah, completely submerged, Tameya, Bialia. But if the blood came out after she already pulled her head up out of the water, then Tahira. But Birida, what does it mean, Birida? According to the words of the Kesef Mishnah, Birida means even if she's completely submerged. But according to the Rashba, you have to teach, Birida means on her way down. On her way down before she got to the point where she was completely submerged.
As Rashi read the second part about
Leah. Very difficult. It's not so easy. Bialia then means. Bialia means.
Yeah, she's submerged.
That's the difficulty. In Echadami, that's what the Ulma follow up. That's the problem. That's the problem. There's a very big problem with Rashi. L'chari, it's more of a raya to the Kesef Mishnah. But on the other hand, the word Yurida fits much better with the Rashba. Yurida means on her way down. It does not simply mean submerged. See, that's the problem with the Gemara. The Gemara appears to be discussing the extremes. On the way down, on the way up. It seems to avoid what's happening when she is submerged. It's much easier to mafalpa with the Gemara and say Aliyah means when she came up, and say Yurida is loosely translated even when she's completely submerged. It's much more difficult to force the Gemara to say Yurida means on her way down before she's submerged, and Aliyah means when she's in the process of coming up, which means she's already completely submerged and she's on the way up. It's a little more difficult. I think a lot of the Mepharshim I've seen, they favor the Kesef Mishnah. L'chai, the Gemara is more of a raya here to the Kesef Mishnah, and what the Tosfos says, not like the Rashi. So it's a very fascinating idea, and I want to just give you a little hashkafa. What's pshat, the pshat of the Kesef Mishnah? What's the pshat? When you're in the mikvah, you're in a world that's unsustainable. Think about it. When you're in the mikvah, tahara, right? You're in a beautiful mikvah, and the mikvah is connected to the bar, and all the rules you learn, mesech le mikvos. Ah, tahara. You're completely submerged. How long can you survive in this world? How long can you survive in there? A minute, 2 minutes. How long? A few minutes. You can hold your breath. That's not the world of reality. The world of reality is this world, when you come up. Where does Hashem want there to be tahara? Where's tahara? Tahara is in a world that you live in. A world that's sustainable. Not in an impractical world, an impossible existence. Tahara cannot be achieved in this world. It only can be achieved in a world that's unsustainable in this tahara. Pashas is like the Kesef Mishnah. Tahara is something that's given for people to live with. You can't have tahara in a world that's unsustainable. When you come out of the mikvah, that's where you achieve the state of tahara. Okay, this is a fascinating thing to think about the next time you go to a mikvah. When's the moment of tahara? In the mikvah or when you come out of the mikvah? And you see the pilpul over here between the Gemara Masechet Shabbos and the Shloshes and Masechet Neda. This practical difference that comes right out of the staff, Mem Beis Amud Aleph.